Describe rose mauling as an art.
Well, it began hundreds of years ago in Norway, and mainly men would travel from one farm to the other, and for room and board or whatever, they would decorate your inside of your little cottage, or, you know, plaques on your wall. Or a lot of times in Norway, you see it's on the actual cabin walls, you know, and they would just brighten it up. Or if you had a little cupboard in the corner, they would paint that. So that's sort of how it started. Now it's a lot of women.
But are there particular flowers that you focus on, or are there particular types that tend to themes that come out the most in your rose mauling?
I only paint about three basic types. I do Rogelin, which is very symmetric. That clock is Rogelin. I do Telemark, which is more free. And then Ousset is just really bright and only painted on about three or four background colors. It's from closer to Bergen, Norway. So really different. And the rest is all Telemark, but it's all different styles from different teachers. And
is it done in oils or in acrylics or another type of paint?
I do mostly acrylic. Most of the Norwegian painters paint in oil. A lot of them in this country now have switched to acrylic just because it's healthier.
Well, I'm looking at one particular plate over here catches my eye, and because I see some sort of squared shapes in it, which normally it's always sort of a flowing design or flowers and more organic, but this actually looks like it has some structure in the middle. Maybe you can explain that.
I took that class from Uni Marie in Norway. I've been there four times taking classes with Vesterheim. And she just, there are several people that put in these straight lines and things in their rose mauling. Usually rose mauling is very flowing and, you know, it's scrolls and flowers and liner work, basically, is all it is.
So this is kind of an unusual, more unusual design?
Yes, it is.
What's the material that you're painting on? Or is it all wood?
Almost all wood. Okay. In fact, it is all wood today, yeah. And a lot of them are turned in, like Minnesota, Wisconsin, one of my main guys. There's the two big bowls and the two really lightweight plates are made in Norway.
And you just get the bare wood ones, basically,
yes.
And you do everything else.
Yes.
And yep. How long does it take you to complete a piece like this plate we were just talking about with the fairly complex design on there?
Probably 2 days, just because I can't sit there for 10 hours and paint. And my husband does most of my backgrounding. I have to give him credit.
Backgrounding would be the basic blue or red in the background?
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that would be Tim Kieneman.
Tim Kieneman.
And why do you enjoy it? Why do you do it?
I started painting 34 years ago, I believe. And I am all Norwegian. And so I was really attracted to the Scandinavian folk art. And so I just started taking classes from Gail, and then we had Gary Albrecht came up here and taught four times. Gail Orm.
Gail Orm. Okay.
Yes. And then I went back to Vesterheim a few times, and then I've been to Norway four times to take rose mauling.
Do the designs in rose mauling link up somewhat with bunads and from different regions, like the costumes, or is there a link there?
I don't know if you could look at a costume and look at a plate and realize that they're together, but sometimes they are. There's way more areas for bunads than there are rose mauling.